All right, let's start our Hebrew class today on page 2. I know you guys are in a different order than normal, but you'd be surprised. People out in cassette tape land send me emails saying, I know who that was. I knew who that was. And they're having fun with it. We're on page 2. You're first, so as soon as your cup is down, we're on page 2, book print column, starting from the top. Just give me the name of the letter.
Aleph.
Bait.
Gimel.
Dalet.
Hey.
Vav.
Zayin.
Chait.
Tate.
Yod.
Kaf.
Lamed. Mem.
Noon.
Samach.
Ayin.
Pei.
Zade.
Kof.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Resh.
Sheen.
Tav.
In your other class, it might have been Kof, but here it's Kof. From the bottom, Becky.
Tav.
Sheen.
Resh.
Kof.
Zadi.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Ayin.
Ayin.
Samech.
Noon.
Maim.
Oh, Lamed.
Kaf.
Yeah.
Yo, you guys are playing with me. Tate.
Chait.
Zayin.
Bav.
Hey.
Dalet.
Gimel.
Bait.
Aleph. Now, one more time down the list. This time going down. Just give me the English letter that it sounds like. Starting from the top. Aleph. Correct. Bait.
B.
B or without a dot?
V.
The gimel?
G. As in G.
G. Uh-huh. The dalet?
Door. D.
D. Door.
H.
Hey is H.
Bob.
Bob is?
V.
Zion sounds like a?
Zebra.
Z like zebra?
Is like a CH.
Hate is like a CH as in Bach in the German pronunciation as if we were Germans.
Tate as in T.
Tate, a T as in tall, uh-huh.
Yod as Y
as
in yes.
Okay, this is going poorly, so let's go over to vocabulary in chapter 4. Page 26.
I'm sure you listen better at home.
Please cover up the English. Starting with Sharon, Avraham means
Abraham.
Becky, Ish,
man.
Bayit,
house.
Bain,
son.
Devar.
Devar is go.
Nope.
Or
nope. Devar is a noun. It means word or thing.
Mm-hmm.
David.
David.
Who?
He.
He or?
It.
Zachar, verb.
He remembered.
Malach.
He ruled or reigned.
Melech.
King.
Na'ar.
Young man.
Amad, a verb.
He stood.
Shema.
He heard or listened.
Shamar.
He guarded.
Chapter 5. Page 32, cover up the English, please. Starting with Karen over here. Of.
Father.
Or ancestor. So grandfather, great-grandfather, great-grandfather, all those. Yep. El.
Is two.
Isha.
Woman.
Woman or wife. Behema.
Animal
or cattle. Bat.
Daughter.
He.
She or it.
Halach.
He went.
Jerusalem. Mean.
From.
Mitzrayim.
Egypt.
Mishpacha.
Family.
Na'ara.
Young woman.
Ruth.
Sarah.
Sarah, chapter 6. Page 40, cover up the English, please. Starting with Ravonda, Ach.
Brother.
Brother, Eretz.
Land or country.
Land or country. Derech.
Road or way.
Road or way. Haim or Hema.
They.
They. Hena.
They also.
They also. Har.
Mountain.
Yom.
Day.
Moav.
Moab.
Moab. Evid.
Slave or servant.
Slave or servant. Avar.
He crossed over.
He crossed over, passed by. Ear.
City.
City.
People.
People. Or nation. Shalach, a verb. Shalach.
Sent.
He sent. Right. Sham.
There.
Chapter 7's vocabulary. All doing beautifully. Page 51. Starting with Karen, a verb, achal.
He ate.
Becky, amar.
He said.
Sharon, anachnu.
We.
Karen, ani or anochi?
I
is correct. Aunt, Ravonda.
You, feminine singular.
You, feminine singular. Ata.
You, masculine singular.
You, masculine singular. Atem.
You masculine plural.
You masculine plural. Aten.
You feminine plural.
You feminine plural. Yeshav.
He sat settled or resided.
He sat settled or resided. Lo.
No.
Lechem.
Bread.
Lifnei.
In front of or before.
Before, in front of. Right. Lekach.
He took.
All.
On, about, over.
Yes. Upon, about, on, or over. Yes, ma'am. Leaf name, before, in front of.
Is that like... Oh, shoot.
Bang.
like, you are before me in line, or is it just before, in front of?
It's like you're ahead of me in line, you're before me, or it can be in my face. Leaf name comes from la, which is to, and pene, which is face. So it's to my face, or in front of me. On page 52, the perfect tense of the pa'al pattern. Pa'al verbs are verbs of simple action, and in the he did it form, they have a kamates as the first vowel and a patak as the second. That's why it's called pa'al, simple action. He stood, he said, he remembered, he ate. If you look at the chart on page 52, here's how you conjugate a pa'al verb in the perfect tense. Perfect tense means what? Completed action. He did, he had done, he done it here in the South. Let's look at the list in the table. Ani shamarti. Say that with me. Ani shamarti. I guarded. You guarded. Ata shamarta. You guarded feminine. At shamart. He guarded. Who shamar? She guarded. He shamra. Notice that prior to this, the first letter constituted an open syllable, right? One consonant, one vowel. When we get to the she did it, it's a closed syllable. So the second root letter becomes part of the first syllable, shamra. Anachnu shamarnu.
Anachnu shamarnu.
We guarded. Y'all guarded masculine, atem shmartim.
Atem shmartim.
Notice the accent has moved to the last syllable. That's why they put the shava under the sheen. You can't accent a syllable with the shava. Those two little dots, one over the other. So it forces you to shift the accent. Feminine, attend shmartin.
Attend shmartin.
They guarded haim or hema or hena shamru. Okay, now we're going to use the verb zachar, and we're going to go around the room. Karen, over here. How do you say, I remembered?
Zacharti.
Right. You, masculine singular, remembered. Yep, that's you.
Shamarta.
Except with the verb zachar, it's zacharta.
Zacharta.
Mm-hmm. So notice the sheen's getting replaced with the zayin and etc. So you remembered feminine singular.
Shamarta. Ta.
Except using the verb zachar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zacharta.
Zacharta, right. He remembered.
Zachar.
Becky, she remembered.
Zachra.
Zachra. We remembered, Sharon.
Zacharnu.
Zacharnu, correct. Y'all masculine plural guarded.
Zachartim.
Zachartim, right. Feminine plural.
Feminine
Zachartim. Zachartim, right. They guarded.
Zachru.
Zachru, masculine or feminine, same thing. Okay, now let's use the verb amad. Karen, I amaded. I stood.
Amadti.
Becky, you stood masculine.
Amadta.
Amadta. Feminine.
Amadti.
Amadta. Mm-hmm. He stood.
Amad.
Amad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She stood.
Amda.
Those first two letters become a syllable, am, then last one starts the da, amda. We stood.
Amadnu.
Y'all stood masculine.
Amadtem.
And feminine.
Amadtem.
Mm-hmm. They stood.
Amdu.
Amdu. Let's take another verb, shalach. Sharon, I shalacht.
Shalachti.
Shalachti. You masculine.
Shalachta.
Shalachta. Feminine.
Shalachta.
Shalachta, yep.
Shalach.
Shalach. Feminine.
Shalcha.
Shalcha. We did it.
Shalachnu.
Shalachnu. You did it masculine plural. Shalachtem, feminine.
Shalachten.
Shalachten. They did it.
Shalachnu.
Shal.
Oh, yes, still, that changes.
Shalamdu. Shalchu. Okay. We're getting an idea. Now on to our exercises. We're on page 57. Exercise number 9, right? We did. I think we need to start up with number 1 because this is too hard.
It is hard.
This is too hard. Because what they want us to do, look at sentence number 1 and repeat after me. Atem. Lekachtem. Lechem. Yerushalayim. Viatem. Halachtem. Baderech. Lahar. Which is you, masculine plural, took bread from Jerusalem and you went on the road to the mountain. Right?
Yes.
Everybody just go, uh-huh. And then they want us to take letter Aleph. They want us to take that word who, which means he, right? And replace Atem with who. If you replace Atem with who, that is he. Well, you can't say Lekachtem, because that's y'all. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hu lekach lechem Yerushalayim. So the only word that changed in that first part of the sentence was lekachtem changes to lekach. And then viatem has to change to vahu. Halachtem changes to halach by Derek Lahar. So the three words that change other than the underlying word is the took and they and y'all becomes and he. And halak changes. So do we all understand what we're doing?
Yeah.
Clear as mud. Clear as mud. Okay, we have two choices now in the way we do the class.
Okay.
You can read the whole sentence, replacing the words that need to be replaced, or we can just say which words need to be replaced and what are they replaced with.
Okay.
The second way is easier. Which way do you prefer?
Easy.
Easier, okay. So letter bait, Ravonda, what is your word at letter bait?
Let me see here.
The accent's on the first syllable, but it's only two syllables long.
Hama.
Hey-ma. Hey-ma means what? Hey-ma?
They. Masculine.
They masculine. So atem gets replaced with hey-ma or they. How do you say they took? So lekaktem becomes? You can use the chart on page 52 to help if you need. That's not cheating. That's just smart thinking. Look at the they. Shamru is our sample.
So this would be lekaktu.
Lakhu. Uh-huh. And ve'atem, which is and y'all, changes to and they. So how do you replace atem, you say?
Atem is the same thing as
Hema, right? Hema. So the hema. And then halachtem changes to?
Halachu.
Halachu. Yes.
Uh-huh. Do I know that it's like that instead of doing it like syllables, like halachtu?
Because if you look at the example on page 52, when it comes to they, the first two letters make up a syllable. See, sham, ru.
Okay.
So the first two root letters of halak are hal and then chu.
Okay.
If it was akar, it's zach, ru. If it's amad, it's du. If it's said, it's ru. So the they form takes the first two root letters and makes a syllable, and then the third root letter is its own syllable with that u ending. Does that help?
Yeah, it does.
So the whole sentence would be, Hema lachu lechem Yerushalayim, v'hema halchu baderech lahar. Any disagreements?
For me to look at 371 and actually see the declension of the halak spelled out, so I don't have to change it in my mind.
Yep, that is another option. If you go to the back of your book, there's a chart back there on 370 and 371 that conjugate these pa'al verbs for you, and it goes on at page 372 and 373, etc. So in this case, if our verb is halak, if you go down to page 371, line 8, see where it says walk, comma, go? Walk, comma, go? Then it shows halak ti, which is I walked, halak ta, and it shows you all the different conjugations, including on the left-hand side of 371 is halku. And these pages are always there for your reference. And take is lekak, and that is on page, same page down at line 23. Lekak ti, lekak ta. Over here at the end, lakhu. Everybody good? So whichever way is easier for you, that's the way to go.
Well, I didn't really, I knew about it, but I didn't know about it.
Yep.
Those pages.
What will work best is if we learn to recognize the endings instead of having to refer to the chart all the time. But some people need to refer to the chart. Either way that works. Herb, you've been working hard on Gimel while we've been talking,
well,
I know.
I'm working on it, and I'm just dying to get it out here.
So what is the your word at letter Gimel?
Anochi.
Anochi means I. So that replaces a tem. So what happens to lekachtem? What does it become?
Lekachti.
Lekachti. How about ve'atem becomes?
Ve'anochi.
Ve'anochi, right. And halachtem becomes?
Halachti.
Halachti, correct. Mm-hmm. Do you want to read the whole sentence, or are you happy?
I'm happy.
Okay. On to letter Dalet. Karen gets the hard one. What's your word at Dalet?
At, that's you feminine.
At, you feminine singular. So lakachtem becomes, this one's irregular. Nope, go look at 371, line 23. This one is irregular.
It's a strange one.
It is a strange one. There are three syllables in the you feminine singular form.
Lakachat.
Yes, lakachat. So, viatem becomes?
Va'at.
Va'at. And halachtem becomes?
Halachta.
Halachta, right. So that one's not irregular. They were kind enough to give us an irregular one and a regular one in the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Becky, letter hey. What is your word?
Anachnu.
What's anachnu? We. So lakachtem becomes?
Lakachnu.
Lakachnu. Vatem becomes?
Anachnu.
Va-anachnu. Don't forget the va.
Mm-hmm.
Halachtem becomes?
Halachnu.
Halachnu. Right. Sharon, you get the easy one on this one, but it won't always be like that. What's your word letter Vav?
Ata.
Ata, which is?
You masculine singular.
You masculine singular. So lakachtem becomes?
Lakachta.
Lakachta, right. Vatem becomes?
Vata.
Vata. And halachtem becomes?
Halachta.
Halachta, correct. Number two.
Great.
Let me read the sentence.
Okay.
And y'all echo me, please. Ani.
Ani.
Amadti.
Amadti.
Al.
Al.
Haderech.
Haderech.
Beharim.
Beharim.
Va'ani.
Va'ani.
Achalti.
Achalti.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Min.
Min.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Va'ani.
Va'ani.
Zacharti.
Zacharti.
Anashim.
Anashim.
Sham.
Sham.
Word at a time. Ani is I. Amadti stood. All upon. Haderek the road. Beharim in the mountains. Va'ani and I. Achalti ate lechem bread. Mean from. Ha'ir the city. Va'ani and I, Zacharti, remembered Anashim, men or people, Sham there. Any disagreements? Okay.
Never.
Echo me on number one again. Atim.
Atim.
Lakachtim.
Lakachtim.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Mirushalayim.
Mirushalayim.
Ve'atim.
Ve'atim.
Halachtim.
Halachtim.
Baderech.
Baderech.
Lahar.
Lahar.
And number two. Ani.
Ani.
Amadti.
Amadti.
Al.
Al.
Haderech.
Haderech.
Beharim.
Beharim.
Va'ani.
Va'ani.
Achalti.
Achalti.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Mean.
Mean.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Va'ani.
Va'ani.
Zacharti.
Zacharti.
Anashim.
Anashim.
Sham.
Sham.
So which of those words are going to change in number two? Circle it with a pencil if you want to. The first word, of course, because it's underlined, ani. But amadti has to change. Mm-hmm. Al doesn't change. Haderek doesn't change. Beharim doesn't change. But va'ani has to change, right? Mm-hmm. Achalti has to change. Lechem is the same. Min is the same. Ha'ir is the same. Va'ani has to change. Zacharti has to change. Anashim no. Sham no. So it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. The pronoun and the verb that goes with it. So, Karen, letter Aleph. You got that ugly one. What is that?
Ot,
which is?
You feminine.
You feminine singular. So ani gets replaced by at. What do you do with amadti?
Amat.
Amata. Mm-hmm. And then va'ani becomes?
Atni. Va'at.
Va'at, exactly. Uh-huh, va'at. Achalti becomes?
Achalta.
Achalta, right. We have another va'ani, which becomes?
Va'at.
Mm-hmm. Va'at. And Zacharti becomes?
Zachart.
Zachart. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. You earned it. Okay, Miss Ravonda, letter Bait. What is your word first?
Let me see here.
Three syllables.
Anachnu.
Right, Anachnu.
That means we.
That means we. Okay. So Amadti becomes.
Let me look over here on my chart because I don't.
Look at either on 52 or 371, whichever you prefer.
So that would be Anachnu.
Yes, Anachnu is the word, the pronoun, which means we. Then Amadti becomes. Anachnu is the pronoun, but then Amadti becomes. See how it says Amadti?
Yeah.
You just replace the T with nu. So it becomes Amadnu.
Amadnu.
Right. Anachnu, Amadnu. See how they kind of rhyme?
Amadnu.
Uh-huh. And then halfway through the sentence, give or take, va'ani becomes the. That's your pronoun again. Va'ani becomes va'anachnu, which means and we. So akhalti, replace the T at the end with a nu.
Akhalnu.
Yep. Akhalnu. And then va'ani becomes again. What's your pronoun? Not and I, but and we. So. Va'anachnu, right? Uh-huh. And zakharti, the T gets replaced with a nu, and it becomes?
Zakharnu.
Nu.
Why is the N instead of T?
Yeah. The T ending is I. The nu ending is we.
Okay.
So it becomes Amadnu, Akhalnu, and Zakharnu.
Okay.
Herb, again you get letter Gimel.
Gee, what is Habanim.
Habanim. That's not a pronoun. What does Habanim mean?
The sons.
The sons. So what pronoun would you use
they.
In its place? They. Uh-huh. So Amadti becomes?
Amdu.
Uh-huh. Va'ani becomes?
Va'habanim.
No.
Habanim.
No, use a pronoun there. What pronoun would you use in place of Habanim?
That would be. That would be have to be I'm confused now.
What's the pronoun for they masculine?
Anach, hab.
Haim.
Haim or hema.
Haim or hema. Mm-hmm. Okay. So pick one, either one.
Would you use ve va hema?
Va hema will work fine.
Okay.
It's either vahem or vahema, whichever way you want it, okay. And neither is more better than the other.
Okay.
So
the ve or the and changes to va because it's and the. Is
right.
That correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorta.
Sort of. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then the next one is achlu.
Achalti becomes achlu, that is correct.
Okay, and then again we gotta do ve haim.
The haim, that works.
And then Zachnu, Zakharnu, the last one.
Do you mean Zachru?
Zachru.
Yes, correct.
That's what I had.
Zachru. Mm-hmm. So the three verbs become Amdu, Achlu, and Zachru.
Okay.
Karen.
That's Sarah.
That is Sarah. How do you replace Sarah with a pronoun?
With he.
Which
means she. Which
means she, correct.
So
Amadti becomes?
Amda.
Amda.
And then it'd be vahi.
Vahi.
And then it'd be akhla.
Akhla.
And vahi.
Vahi.
And zakhra.
And zakhra. Right. So the three verbs become amda, akhla, and zakhra. Beautiful. Becky, hey.
I have ata, which is you, masculine, singular.
You, masculine, singular.
So it's going to, since it's already a pronoun, subjective, nominative, it's going to stay the same throughout. It would be ata. So ata, amata.
Ata, amata is correct.
Ba'ata, akalta.
Ba'ata, akalta is correct.
Ba'ata, zakarta.
Got a little too much of an L in there, but va'ata, zakarta. Beautiful. So amata, akalta, and zakarta. Good job, really. Number three, echo me please, one word at a time. Ot.
Ot.
Amarta.
Amarta.
Lamelech.
Lamelech.
Shemati.
Shemati.
Laish.
Laish.
Ve'ata.
Ve'ata.
Lo.
Lo.
Shemata.
Shemata.
Laish.
Laish.
Uh-oh. What does that mean? It means you, feminine singular, said to the king. I listened to the man, and you did not listen to the man. I hope the king's pretty fond of this woman. That's okay.
Maybe it's his mommy.
Maybe so. So what changes in this sentence? Of course, the first word changes because it's underlined. Amarta changes because it's dependent upon that pronoun. And then within the quotes, shemati will change. Why would shemati change? What's that? Yeah, who's listening? Uh-huh. So what'd you say, dear?
If it's plural.
Yeah, it's going to be singular or plural. So either going to be I or we because it's within a quote. When it's within a quote referring back to the speaker, it can only be I or we, right?
So if it's I, it stays the same.
Correct. And if it's we, it changes. Yep. Everybody out there in cassette tape land knew who Deer was. Okay. Letter Aleph, Sharon. What is your word?
Who.
Who means?
He.
He. Okay. So how do you change Amarta?
It becomes Amar.
Amar.
And then it stays I.
And then Shemati stays the same. So nothing changes in a sentence except the first two words. How boring. Letter bait. Karen over here to my right, your left.
Atem.
What's atem?
You masculine plural.
You masculine plural. So what happens to amarta?
Amartem.
Amartem, right. What happens to shemati, if anything?
Shematem. Shema. It's you, so it can't be I. Has to change to shamu. No.
How do you say we listened?
I don't know. It is new.
Right, the T gets replaced with new, so it becomes shamanu. Right, shamanu. Let me take a second. Look at the answer book and make sure that's what the authors are going for. So otherwise, what's the point in having the answer book with me? That's number three. Yep, that's exactly what they're going for. Because when you're referring to yourself with a quote, it can either be I or we, and that's all it can be.
Okay.
Can't be y'all if you're talking about yourself, right? Okay. Number three. That was letter bait. How about letter gimel? Oh, Mr. Vonda, what's your phrase or word at letter gimel? Three syllables. Huh?
I know it's the brothers.
Yes, ha'achim. That's what it is. Ha'achim. The ha is the achim brothers. Ha'achim, the brothers. What personal pronoun would you replace the brothers with?
I would say they.
They, uh-huh. So change amar to they said.
Oh, that's see, now that I had that they before.
Yes, you did.
And see, I just didn't. I remember I had they, but, and it was, let's see. So it would be Amru.
Amru is correct. Beautiful. Then in the quote, Shemati isn't right, because that's for a single, and this is a bunch of people.
And that would be Shamru. Shamatu.
Replace the T with nu.
Shamarnu.
Shamanu.
Shamanu.
Yes, Shamanu. Exactly. Shamarnu would be they guarded as opposed to we guarded instead of we heard. Mm-hmm.
Shamanu.
Right. And why did I say listen to instead of heard? Because it's followed by the lamed, which means to. And to say I heard to the man, people would go, y'all's uneducated. So trying to do better now. Okay, Herb, letter Dalit, what is your word, please?
Ani.
Ani means?
I.
So
I would change it to Ani and Amarti.
Ani Amarti is correct. And what do you do with Shemati?
Wouldn't have to change it.
Wouldn't have to change it a bit.
Lucky.
Yeah, hit one for a change.
Letter Hey, Karen, what you got?
Anachnu.
Anachnu means?
We.
We.
So be Anachnu. Amarnu.
Anachnu Amarnu.
And then it would be we again, so it would be Shamanu.
Shamanu, correct. Second me, please, on number one. Atem.
Atem.
Lekachtem.
Lekachtem.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Mirushalayim.
Mirushalayim.
Ve'atem.
Ve'atem.
Halachtem.
Halachtem.
Baderech.
Baderech.
Lahar.
Lahar.
Number two. Ani.
Ani.
Amati.
Amati.
Al.
Al.
Haderech.
Haderech.
Beharim.
Beharim.
Va'ani.
Va'ani.
Achalti.
Achalti.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Min.
Min.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Va'ani.
Va'ani.
Zecharti.
Zecharti.
Anashim.
Anashim.
Sham.
Sham.
Number three, Ot.
Ot.
Amarta.
Amarta.
Lamelech.
Lamelech.
Shamati.
Shamati.
Laish.
Laish.
Ve'ata.
Ve'ata.
Lo.
Lo.
Shamata.
Shamata.
Laish.
Laish.
Number four. Whose turn would it be?
Becky.
Becky's. Echo me, please, on number four. Atem.
Atem.
Avartem.
Avartem.
Mirushalayim.
Mirushalayim.
El.
El.
Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim.
Hayom.
Hayom.
Velo.
Velo.
Yeshavtem.
Yeshavtem.
Sham.
Sham.
Atem, you masculine plural. Avartem, crossed over. Mirushalayim, from Jerusalem. El tu, Mitzrayim, Egypt, Hayom, today, Velo, Yeshavtem, and y'all did not settle, Sham, there. Sound right?
Yes,
any disagreements?
I forgot. Say that again.
Say which, the whole thing?
No, just what the sentence is in English.
Okay. You, masculine plural, crossed over from Jerusalem to Egypt today, and you did not settle there. So the words that changed, other than the underlying first word, will be avartem and yeshavtem, the two verbs. Everything else would stay the same, right? Just go, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do we get into future chapters when there's pronoun endings and things, and then most words will change, but not here. So, Becky, please, letter Aleph, what is your word?
Anachnu.
Anachnu, which is we, so avartem becomes?
Avarnu.
Avarnu, uh-huh, that's correct. And yeshavtem becomes?
Yeshavnu.
Yeshavnu. Piece of cake, right? Letter Beit, Sharon, what is your word? Hamishbacha means
the family.
What personal pronoun would go in place of the family?
Ed?
No.
It.
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 Mm-hmm.
It the woman.
It the woman. Uh-huh.
So that was, hang on a minute, Gabby.
So Atem becomes Hamishpacha. Of Artem becomes... A little louder.
So, Avar would become Avra.
Avra is correct. Mm-hmm.
And then it would be...
And Yashavtem becomes?
Yashva.
That is correct. So the two verbs change to Avra and Yashva. Yashva. In the feminine, the first two letters become a syllable, yash, va.
Okay. I wrote it right. I just didn't transliterate it correctly.
Understood. After all, we're only on chapter 7. Karen, letter gimel, what is your word?
Ha'am.
Ha'am, what is that?
The people.
The people, or nation. So what personal pronoun do you replace ha'am with?
I'm lost.
Ha'am means the people or the nation.
They.
No, see, it's a singular word. So you replace ha'am with who, which is the masculine it.
So if it was Hamishpachot or...
It was ha'amim, then it would be plural. But it's singular. But those collective nouns confuse us because it sounds like a whole bunch of people, because it is. But you're dealing with them collectively as one unit. So, what form of... What's that?
Nothing, I was just telling you.
What form of Avar Tem goes with he or it?
Avar.
Avar. And Yashav Tem becomes... Exactly. But see, you've got to know which pronoun to put in place before you know how to conjugate the verb.
Right. And I got confused.
It's still chapter 7. You don't get your master's degree in Hebrew till we get to at least chapter 10. Okay. Letter Dalet, Ms. Ravanda, what is your word?
Ishim.
Ha'anashim, which is what?
The women.
Nunu.
The men.
The men, uh-huh. So the men, what personal pronoun would you use in place of the men? The men were walking down the street and they. That's right, it's they, uh-huh. So Avar Tem becomes?
Avru.
Avru, mm-hmm. And Yashav Tem becomes?
Yanashu.
Yashvu.
Yashvu.
Right. So the two verbs are avru,
avru
and yashvu. Again, with the they form, the first two letters form a syllable,
mm-hmm.
like yash, and then the last letter, the next syllable.
Say it at least 10 more times and I'll remember it. Maybe.
I bet I will say it another 10 more times.
Everything else will be that. That'd be the only thing I know.
That's better than nothing. Herb, letter Hey, what's your word?
Atah,
which is?
Yeah, you masculine singular.
You masculine singular. So Avartem becomes?
Avarta.
Avarta, uh-huh. And Yashavtem becomes?
Yashavta.
Yashavta, exactly.
You did so good.
He gets a gold star, doesn't he?
Give him a red button.
So the two verbs become Avarta and Yashavta, right? Karen, letter Vav, please. What is your word?
Ani.
Ani, which means?
I.
So your first verb becomes?
Avarti.
Avarti. Your second verb?
Yashavti.
Yashavti. Beautiful.
Right.
Avarti, Yashavti.
Give her a red button, too.
I'll give her one, too. Yep. Becky, what is your word at letter Zayin?
Hanashim.
Hanashim, which is?
The men.
No.
I'm sorry, the women.
The women. So if you look at letter Dalet, Ha'anashim, notice that Aleph at the start. Think of that as the Adam's apple. Who has an Adam's apple? The men do. And in Zion, Ha'anashim, no Adam's apple. So they're the women. So what is the personal pronoun for Hanashim, the women? They. Hena. So the first verb becomes?
Avru.
The second verb?
Is Yashvu.
Yashvu. So it's exactly the same as letter Dalet. The only thing that changed was the personal pronoun from Atem to Aten. Ready for number five? Take a deep breath. I know why you wore that t-shirt there. So with the wise owl on the front. Smartness, yeah. Number five. Echo me, please. Amar. Avraham. El. Habanim. Bamoav. Inside the quote, we have Avarti. El. Yerushalayim. Min. Heharim. Va'ani. Achalti. Sham. Again, it's a long one. Amar. Avraham. El. Habanim. Bamoav. By right now, some of you guys are thinking about supper, but let's get back on the sentence in the quote. It's Avarti. El. Yerushalayim. Min. Heharim. Va'ani. Achalti. Sham. Have you guys noticed that in the next chapter, we start with the tall tales?
No.
With the tall tales.
Yes. I'd be telling you one if I said yes.
And then it's not long. In chapter 10, we start the book of Ruth. Ooh. Yeah. Nice. So you've learned a lot. No, that's not when you get your diploma.
That's our kindergarten diploma.
Not until we get raptured do we get our diploma.
Not until we get raptured. Okay.
We get a commendation for trying.
We do. So let's look back at number five. Mm-hmm. Wow, the first word that changes is in the quote, Avarti. And then El stays the same, Yerushalayim stays the same, Min is the same, Heharim is the same, Va'ani changes, and Achalti changes. So there's only three words in this whole sentence that changes, and they give you one of the three.
Thank you.
So we'll start with Karen since she's happy. Letter Aleph, what is your word?
It is Avarnu.
Avarnu. See, now they make you figure out which form is that? Who did it?
It's new is, look at my theme, is we.
We. So we did what?
In the quotes, is that what I'm reading?
Yes, in the quote. What did we do? What's a var new?
A var is over there, crossed over.
We crossed over. That's right. Did I tell you what it all meant? I did. No, I didn't. Oh, shame on me. Number five. Amar Avraham. Avraham is Abraham. Amar said, El to Habanim, the children, or the sons, either way, Bamoav in Moab. Avarti, I crossed over, El to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, mean from Heharim, the mountains, Va'ani, and I, Achalti, ate Sham there. Doesn't say what he ate, just where he ate it. So you're right. Avarnu is we crossed over instead of I crossed over. So va'ani becomes, how do you say, and we?
Va'anachnu.
Va'anachnu, right. Va'anachnu. And then achalti becomes?
Achalnu.
Right, achalnu. Mm-hmm. So the T is replaced by a new. Achal T becomes achal nu. Easy, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Letter Bait. You have a phrase, Miss Ravonda.
That's great.
What is it in Hebrew first? What's your first word?
It's he.
But in Hebrew, who means he.
Means he. Mm-hmm.
And then the verb?
Avar.
What did he do? He?
Stood.
No. That would be amad. This is avar.
He said.
No, that would be amar. Avar. He crossed over.
He crossed over.
So he crossed over.
Avar sounds like over.
Uh-huh. Hu avar. He crossed over.
He crossed and then, over. Okay.
Then va'ani and I becomes and he. How do you say and he?
And who?
Vahu, right? And achalti becomes?
Achaltu?
Nope.
No.
The T falls off, and that's all. Achal, right. I know you're looking at it going, it's got to be harder than that. But it isn't.
A lot of times that's what I do think.
Yeah.
It's harder than
you. Yeah, it can't be that easy. But yes, it can. But who? Achal. I had to remind somebody else today, I never said Hebrew was easy. Herb. Letter Gimel, you have a phrase also. What is your phrase?
It's he avra.
He avra, which means?
She
crossed over. So va'ani and I becomes and she. How do you say that?
The he. Achla.
Achla, correct.
She ate.
Very good. Karen, letter Gimel, what is your phrase? No, he just did that one. Dalit.
Hema.
Avru, which is?
So they, masculine, plural, crossed over.
They, masculine, plural, crossed over. So va'ani becomes?
Vahema. Achlu.
Beautiful.
Good.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Number 6. Echo me, please. Ani. Amarti. El. Ha'am. Lo. Lekachti. Lechem. Mean. Ha'avadim. Or in English, ani is I. Amarti said. El to. Ha'am. The people. Lo lekachti. I did not take. Lechem. Bread. Mean. From. Ha'avadim, the servants.
Mm-hmm. Or slaves.
Uh-huh. So, the only things that change, the underlying word ani, and then amarti, which goes with it, and then inside the quote, lekachti. Inside the quote, talking about yourself, it can only be what? I or we. Only the two choices. Let's start with Herb on this one. What's your word at letter Aleph?
Aleph is, number 6, Aleph is Anachnu.
Anachnu, which means?
We.
We. So Amarti becomes?
Amarnu.
Amarnu, correct. And Lekachti becomes?
Lekachnu.
Lekachnu. Beautiful.
Good job.
Do you see anything else that needs to change? I don't.
I didn't.
Okay. Karen, letter Beit, what is your word, please?
Ata.
You, masculine, singular.
Right.
So how do you change Amarti?
Amarta.
And Lekachti changes to?
Lekachta. I have to look that one up. Lekachta.
Nope.
No.
It can only be I or we.
It's ideal.
Oh, it's okay, so it's I then.
Yeah. Right, uh-huh.
So it doesn't change.
Because the sentence in English now reads, you said to the people,
right.
I did not take bread from the servants. That's the tricky thing about the quote. And why I keep telling you it can only be I or we, because they're trying to trick us.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they put things like this in the book? So the professors have things to mark off wrong on the students' papers. Oh, you forgot this. Har, har, har.
So what
does Lekachti become? Stays the same. I did not take. Because Atah, you, is still a single person. Let me go look up in the answer book and make sure.
I know, but I told you how to do it. I forgot.
Page, we're on 57. Exercise 9, number 6. And we were on letter which?
Bait.
Bait.
Yeah,
bait. Yep, that's what they're looking for. I thought it was. Okay, on to Becky. Letter Gimel, probably.
Hema.
What's Hema?
They.
They. Remember, Hema accents on the first syllable always. Hema. So what does the Marty become?
Amru.
Okay. And the Cockti becomes?
Waktu.
No. It can only be I or we.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Lakachnu. Lakachnu. Right. We did not take. So they said to the people, we did not take bread from the servants. What's that? What you laughing about?
I just written it down properly.
Okay.
Just read what she read.
Letter Dalit. No further questions, Your Honor. Sharon, what's your word letter, Dalit?
Who.
Who means? He. So Amarti becomes?
Amar.
And Lakachti becomes?
Lakachti.
Correct. Letter Hey, Karen, over here. What's your word?
Atem,
which is?
You masculine plural.
You masculine plural. So Amarti becomes?
Amartem.
Lakachti becomes?
Lakachnu,
correct, because it's y'all said to the people, we did not take bread from the servants, slaves, employees, working people. Letter Vav.
Is that he?
That is he, which means
she.
So Amarti becomes?
Amar?
Not Amar, because that's the masculine. Okay. It's got to be feminine. So the first two letters make the first syllable, Am.
Amra.
Amra is correct. Mm-hmm. And Lakachti becomes?
Lakachta.
No, Lakachti. It doesn't change. So the English becomes, she said to the people, I did not take bread from the servants. And Zayin, Herb.
Zayin is Ot.
Ot.
You feminine singular.
Yep. So Marti becomes?
Amarte.
Amarta.
And nothing else changes.
And nothing else changes. Good job. Number 7. Atim. Shmatim. La David. Vatim. Shalachtim. Banot. Lifne. Hamelech. Which means?
What's it say?
It says, you listened to David, and you sent Banot, daughters, before the king. But number 7, we will have to wait for next week to do, because we've put in an hour. Do you feel cheated? Should we do it? No, this will give us a chance to practice again next week to reinforce.
Thank you.
So I'm going to stop this.